Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA, where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised. Okay, hey guys, welcome back to episode 6 of Over the PA. Since it is our last episode of the season,
so sad.
We're gonna have a hot and cold take episode, and also since Christmas is coming up, we have to integrate that in some way.
Obviously.
So that will be part of our take.
Because Christmas is the best holiday. That's already my first take of the day.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. Christmas is the best holiday. Hot.
That was such a good run, by the way. I got literal chills.
Yeah. Wait, listen. Goosey's all around.
Yes.
Christmas is the best holiday. But who's going to argue with that?
Some people, like some weirdos, like Halloween a lot. And okay. I like Halloween.
Okay, that's crazy.
But
no, that's crazy. Christmas is, and this is my next take, not just a two-day event. Christmas is a month long.
Yeah, I love that.
Once December hits, that's all that consumes me. Agree or disagree?
I agree. That's a hot take.
Shall we get into our official hot and cold takes?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, do you want to start us off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting off the sports one.
Okay.
The Leafs will win the Stanley Cup within the next 5 years.
Okay, actually, I think this is a hot take.
It's a hot take.
Because I just think it's about time.
Yeah.
With everything, like, and the Leafs just so in the media, there's no way they're not winning in the next 5 years. There's no way.
They have so many players injured right now, and they're winning. And Austin Matthews is one of them. Mm-hmm. They've won, like, their last 7 of 8 or something without him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And a reason for that is, sorry to take another one.
No, you're good.
But I think Mitch Marner is underrated.
I don't even know how to rate this take. Like, warm?
Hot. It's a hot take. It's good.
Okay. That's fine.
We've seen what he's done in the last few games.
Yeah.
Do
people not say he's good?
Yeah. They want, like, people are saying his contract's up by the end of this year. People
and they want to trade him?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's disgusting to me. He's always our best penalty killer.
Okay.
He's our best offensive and defensive player. He can do it all. He's played defense for us last year when we were short on defense. Like, who does that? Who does that? He's our best penalty killer.
Yeah.
He is, what's the word I'm looking for?
The jack of all trades.
Yes, he's a jack of all trades. And yeah, I just think he's severely underrated and people need to give him his props. What's another one? Tim Hortons over Starbucks.
That's a freezing take.
It's not even cold, it's
freezing.
And
here's my thing, is that, listen, I know you are the ice cap connoisseur, okay? I know you are obsessed with the ice cap, but I know that's the only reason you're saying Tim Hortons. I know that, because that is your go-to beverage.
I love it.
Okay, and that's fine. But here's my thing. If you had said this take 10 years ago, I would have agreed with you.
10 years ago?
Yeah, when Tim's was at its peak.
I understand. It's kind of on the decline.
I hate that they have these flatbread pizzas, these weird item. They should be a little cute bakery with their little coffees and ice caps and stick to what they know.
No, I agree with you.
It makes
I agree
me
with you.
So angry.
But I will die on the hill by saying that anytime I have an ice cap, it's better than any drink I've ever gotten from Starbucks.
I would rather never see a Tim Hortons again and get to drink my chai latte.
It is $2, now maybe $3.
Prima.
Starbucks is like $7. And I get it. It's customizable. You can do so many things.
I have no concept of money, Prima. I don't know what's an appropriate amount of money to spend on a coffee. And I don't want to pay $2 at Tim Hortons and get my inconsistent medium coffee, 2 cream, 1 sugar. And it's either completely burnt or it's the best coffee I've ever had. I don't want to take that gamble. When I go to Starbucks, I want to pay that $6 and feel consistency.
Right.
And I also love their Christmas concoctions. The cake pops. Hello.
I love the cake pops.
Their breakfast sandwiches, some of the best. And I don't want to say, look, you think you like that new Tim Hortons egg? It's insulting. I had it the other day. There was shell in the egg. It was crunchy, Prima. And there's always a gross black rim around the yolk. I have major... Tim Hortons, I used to love you, Tim Hortons, okay? A little hot chocolate in the winter. Ooh, amazing.
I didn't know how passionate you were about this.
The downfall of Tim Hortons has pissed me off.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I still think an ice cap is better than any other drink.
You can't mess up an ice cap.
Exactly.
But Prima, you think an ice cap is better than a chai latte?
Yes.
Grow up. I would have said that when I was 7 years old.
I like the Starbucks drinks. I've had chai lattes. I love chai lattes.
But you rather have an ice cap?
I just can't justify it for $15.
It's not $15. It's $5.25. And I would rather spend the extra $3. Okay? I hate the inconsistency of Tim Hortons. Oh, I'm heated. Okay, this is the next take. Okay, this is actually a recent development that the NFL is actually kind of entertaining.
Cold take.
Prima, it's hot.
It's cold.
Have you watched the NFL?
I don't like it.
And you know why you don't like it? Because you don't know all of the drama.
I watched the Super Bowl last year. I was like, really?
Okay,
like...
no. But honestly, it's so juicy. The Super Bowl, I feel like, is almost, this is another hot take, probably the smallest part of the NFL.
Oh my God.
When you're watching individual games and you're seeing these players, it is so entertaining. And I never thought I'd be
How can
girl.
You even see the players? The play ends in like 2 seconds and then it pans to the coach talking on a mic. How do you even see the players?
No, you're like, period. Period. Usually, okay. Well, here's the thing. You have very talented like running backs. You have receivers. Mm-hmm. Because everyone thinks of football, they think of quarterbacks.
I'm not discrediting any of the athletes that are in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate the athleticism that goes into the sport.
It's about
but
the
watching
stories.
It, I can't no, take it.
The stories of these athletes, though, they're always, for some reason, football players always have amazing stories. They're like, oh, his mom, his brother, and grandma all died on the same day. And then he got the call he was drafted. And you're like, what? It's crazy.
Wow, so
I
dramatic.
I promise, if you did, like, a deep dive, because I've been, like, kind of getting into it recently, you would think it was hotter than it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would. I'm all about a story.
I know. I want to go to another sports one.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron's overrated.
Hot.
I knew it.
Everyone knows how I feel about LeBron.
We've talked about it too much for my liking on this podcast.
Yeah.
I just can't handle him.
And listen, is he one of the most accomplished players in the NBA? Yes.
Absolutely.
100%. But
do I still like him? No.
As a person, watch anything about him and tell me you still like his personality.
You can't.
He literally throws balls at people. I saw a compilation the other day of LeBron just whipping the basketball at other people. You angry man.
Terrible.
I just think that everything he does is fake. Okay, I'm over the sports for right now. I need to move on to something even better. This is so funny. J-Lo and Selena Gomez can't sing.
Yeah. Hot take.
No, it's super hot.
They can't. I'm not saying they're not talented. I'm just saying they can't sing.
I have a humongous emotional attachment to Selena Gomez.
I don't.
Humongous. Because
not that I don't like her. I just don't have an emotional attachment
to her. My childhood revolved around her as Alex Russo in Wizards of Waverly Place and her and Justin Bieber dating.
She was fantastic on Wizards of Waverly Place. That was like the best thing I've ever seen her in.
She, in my head, that was me.
Love that for you. I mean, your name is Alex.
Yeah,
so
it, basically it equates to the same thing. So it does disappoint me that I know she can't sing. I also think that her just tone of her voice is weird.
Like she has a weird voice. She has some good songs, 100%. But it's with like the, she doesn't like, obviously she can't belt.
Yeah, she's just getting
it's like a one level.
What wants what it wants.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, the editing and producing is really good on it and it makes it good. It's catchy. She has some good songs. But can she actually sing? The answer is no.
But is Love You Like a Love Song one of the best songs ever written? Yes.
Okay.
It's been said and done. You don't think? Listen to it for like
listening
when's
to
the time you heard it.
Like it's a good song, but like listening to like thinking of all music, I don't think so.
Okay, no, you're supposed to be kind of unserious about it though.
Okay.
I have best songs ever written unserious and best songs ever written serious.
So in the unserious category, okay, cool.
Like In My Life by the Beatles is one of the best songs ever written.
Right.
But Love You Like a Love Song and Best Song Ever One Direction are also the best songs
right.
ever written.
Okay, got you.
So in my brain there's like two different mm-hmm. categories.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, give me another. I'm fired up.
Avengers Infinity War is better than Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, that's hot.
It's hot.
They're both amazing, and the impact, though, of the Black Panther
mm-hmm.
in Infinity War and the emotions that it invoked when everyone disappeared.
Right.
Were you not crying?
No.
When Spider-Man was fading away?
I did not cry.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. For some reason, Tony Stark and Spider-Man, Tom Holland Spider-Man, make me cry.
Mm-hmm.
When he died?
When Tony died, I definitely was, you know.
That was the end of me for a bit. Yeah. I was actually, like, sobbing for a second. But Infinity War is still better. Yeah. It's just a better movie.
It just has, like, yeah, the storyline, the dynamics between, like, they're all meeting. It's so mm-hmm. exciting.
Yeah.
The camaraderie with mm-hmm. Thor and Star-Lord. Yeah. Chris so Pratt funny. And Chris Hemsworth, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
All that is just great.
Honestly, though, okay, here's a hot take. Thanos kind of had a point.
Oh, I know. But if we got to pick the individual people,
yeah, genius. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. Just wiping out a bunch of randoms doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But his actual, like, plan was kind of good.
I mean, yeah.
It made sense.
I mean, especially, no offense, but downtown Toronto, it's really crowded.
Wipe him out.
Some people got to go.
Just not us, please.
Yes.
Unless we go somewhere cooler.
Yeah, unless you, like, transport us to, like, Hawaii, like, we're
oh,
fine.
Oh, I was thinking Hawaii.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
Here's my next one.
Okay.
You're going to like this one.
Okay.
Twilight is the best series to ever exist.
Oh, my God. Piping hot.
It's steaming. It's steaming. Name? It has it all. Name something better. Vampires. Werewolves. Romance.
Love triangle.
Battle scenes.
Yeah, that
battle Carlisle.
Scene. Charlie.
Name police Renesmee. Officers. Doctors. Babies.
Baby that's half human, half vampire.
Who rapidly grows.
And looks heavily CGI'd like she's a robot.
Yeah. Shout out Renesmee. And the ugliest wedding ring I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I mean, the dress is beautiful. The location was gorgeous.
You have so much money. And that ring. You're going to give her that ring.
It was his grandmother's.
Yeah, but Bella doesn't care. She didn't want to wear heels to her wedding.
She's one of those.
It has pick-me's. It has girls, Alice. It has...
Oh, love Alice.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. The only thing it doesn't have, which is kind of crazy, is good acting. But it doesn't matter. Okay, I want to do another Christmas one. Because I'm really feeling the Christmas vibes
oh,
right now.
Oh, I have one.
Okay, go.
Home Alone 2 is the best Christmas movie. And, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The Grinch, Jim Carrey's The Grinch, is a very close second.
I'm trying to think of every Christmas movie ever. And, yeah, I think that's hot. Yeah, but Home Alone 2 is the best one.
Home Alone 2, I love Home Alone 2.
And
I
it just also it for like a nostalgic vibe.
It has everything. Mm-hmm. It has Christmas.
You have New York.
You have New York.
The most Christmas city.
You have funny comedy. Yeah.
Yep.
It's hilarious. And Jim Carrey's The Grinch is really close number two.
It's really good.
His acting to the role. Is top notch. Mm-hmm. Like I
Shout out to him and Martha May. You guys deserve to be together.
This is another thing.
Yes.
Like, he should have gotten an Oscar for that. This is another take that just came to mind. Why don't they give Oscars for, like, comedy movies?
Yeah, they don't. They're too serious out there.
It has to be, like, for someone to, like, sacrifice himself in a movie and, like, die.
Boo-hoo.
Like, no, Jim Carrey's The Grinch deserved an Oscar.
Boo-hoo.
Sorry, not sorry. You can't tell me otherwise.
Blah. Blah.
His acting is superb.
No, yeah, it's phenomenal. Yeah, Cindy Lou Who, though, you're annoying. Like, literally always. Oh, this is my next Christmas one I just saw. Panettone is the most insulting gift you could ever give to somebody.
It depends which one.
No.
If it's the dried fruit one,
ugh.
It's disgusting.
I almost threw up in my mouth.
I'm also not a big fan of the lemon one. But if
Are
it's
you
like,
a fan of any of them?
If it's like the cream and chocolate one, I'll partake if it's cut for me. Is it my favorite thing on earth? My favorite dessert? No.
Prima, it is the biggest re-gift on the planet.
It's not a re-gift.
It is a re-gift.
I've had a pistachio one that was really good, too.
First of all, do they ever expire?
How was the... My mom got one that was, like, fancy. It was, like, a Dolce & Gabbana one or something.
Okay, well, a designer panettone
Yeah,
is
how
insane.
Is that a re-gift?
It's a re-gift. If you get a panettone, you give it to someone else.
My dad eats it. He loves it.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. That you're eating it?
My dad will cut it, yeah.
No. No. If someone even, like, if it even looks in my direction, when I'm in a grocery store and I see them there, I, like, will run in the opposite direction.
Well, that's a little much.
The dried fruit, am I an old woman? You're going to gift
no,
me a dried
fruit? No, I haven't had a dry fruit one ever. It's like, disgusting. It's disgusting. Like, I tried it once. It's disgusting. But no, I don't get those ones.
They're just pretty much, it's just bread. It's just bread with shit in it.
I know, but, like, if you, like, don't have anything sweet in your house... and you just have that, like, it's not the worst thing on earth.
I would literally rather die from a sweet treat craving than have it.
And I think you just need to come to my house.
No, I will die on this hill.
Okay.
I will die on this hill. I don't even care. It's disgusting. Ew. And during the holiday season, when there's so many delicious sweet treats, there's shortbread, there's gingerbread, which actually I don't really like gingerbread that much, but more for the case. There's candy canes. There's peppermint mochas. You don't like peppermint, so I don't
like
hear
peppermint.
It. Well,
yeah.
And you know what? But you like panettone, so I don't want to hear anything you have to say because clearly that opinion is not valid.
Okay.
Move on, please.
Moving
I'm
on.
Angry.
Okay. Do you know that like minimalist aesthetic? Like think of Kim Kardashian's home.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
That's the hottest take I've heard all day. It's also, this is going to pertain back to Christmas because everyone is trying to make like an aesthetic Christmases.
Yeah.
And like just plain black wrapping paper. And
it's so annoying.
All the things. I want ugly, cheesy, blue snowman snowflake wrapping paper. I want your Christmas tree, the ornaments, to be what I made when I was four and to be so ugly. I feel like that's what it's for.
Well, anyways, going to the minimalist aesthetic of Kim Kardashian's home especially, it looks like an insane asylum.
It doesn't look good.
How do you live?
First of all, it looks cold as fuck.
It is so not inviting. It is not a house. It is an insane asylum. It is cold. Mm-hmm. It is gross. Mm-hmm. How do you live?
And also, you have, like, what, four kids? You have an all-white house?
I'd be I'd be afraid to touch the furniture.
How would you?
To eat.
You couldn't.
How can you, like, when you get home from school, work, whatever, what do? Like, to put on a game, a movie, whatever,
sit on the
a
couch.
Show. Sit on the couch and eat a bag of chips.
Yeah, duh.
I could not eat a bag of chips.
My hot Cheeto fingers could go nowhere near that couch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are. I haven't had them in so long.
Oh my god,
long.
Same. I was craving them the other day and I thought about them. My mouth watered.
That's such a hot take.
How embarrassing is that? Yeah, I hate that aesthetic.
Kind of on the opposite of minimalist.
Yeah.
I feel like having a lot of everything. Like a lot of cars, a lot of houses, even a lot of friends.
Yeah.
People who have a lot of friends and are friends with everyone.
You're fake.
Like, how?
No, that's not true.
That's disgusting.
Because I guarantee you, I don't care who you are, you don't like that many people.
Exactly.
Like, when I was in high school, I had a decent amount of friends. I am going to go on record right now. I hope you're all listening. I liked three of you. You know who you are.
That's just such a hot take.
And you know who you are. And grade 9 and 10, I liked one of you. And I still like you. And you know who you are, too.
Nice.
That's it.
Yeah.
Listen, if you want to have a daily car and then, like, one expensive car,
right.
I support you and I support that.
I'm saying, like, a lot. Like, I'm saying, like...
Kylie Jenner has, like, 20 cars.
Yeah. That's, like...
What do you do with that?
Donate to charity.
Or
do something.
There are people that are dying, Kim. Okay, this is another take. Actually, I want Primo to say this one.
Ariana Grande makes the best Christmas music. Not Mariah Carey, not Michael Bublé, not even Justin Bieber. She's not going to agree with this one either. I know she would think Mariah Carey makes the best.
I'm squirming beside her right now.
I'm sorry, but my favorite Christmas song is Winter Things off her Christmas and Chill album.
You cannot base your argument off of one singular song that you
like. No, I like all of them, though. I listen to her Christmas albums. Those are the only ones I listen to at Christmas.
That is sickening.
Yeah. She has great Christmas music.
You ever heard Dominic the Donkey?
What now?
You never heard Dominic the Donkey?
What?
The Italian Christmas donkey?
I have.
Jiggity jig.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry.
And you're still going to sit here and say Ariana Grande is the best.
Yes.
You're going to look me dead in my eyes and say Drummer Boy by Justin Bieber is not a hit song.
It's a fantastic song. I just think... Overall, I like her Christmas music better. But I'm also...
Think of the feeling.
I'm biased because I adore her.
Think of the feeling when Michael Bublé, the track, it's silent. And all you hear is, it's beginning to look a lot like
Think
of the
Christmas.
Feeling you have inside your chest. And guess who has a better Christmas album?
Ariana Michael Grande. Bublé.
Oh, Mariah Carey, actually. I don't even really care about Mariah Carey that much.
Yeah.
I just, like, that I feel in my soul.
Yeah.
But everything else, nah.
Yeah.
Like, any other Christmas song by her, I don't really care. Mistletoe by Justin Bieber also changed my life.
That's a really good one. I know.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Period. All he wants to do is kiss her underneath the mistletoe, and I know that was about Selena Gomez. And Drummer Boy. Yeah, I'm on the drum. Yeah, I'm on the stand drum. He's rapping in a Christmas song.
Good for him.
Think of anything better than that.
Ariana Grande rapping in a pop song. Seven Rings.
Ew, like, I don't even care. Actually, no, it was a great song.
It's so mean.
I do care. I just hate this take. And I hate it's how, like, biased hot take. You are.
I love it. Of course I am.
It's the coldest take I've ever
had. I die for that woman.
It's colder than Christmas.
No, it's not. Take that back.
No, I won't. And I'll die on that hill. I will die on that hill. Okay, let's do actual related to times right now. The Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Agreed. I knew that was going to happen.
The whole thing, everyone knew exactly what would happen.
Mike needs to pay his bills.
Yeah, keep the lights on, Mike.
For real.
Lights on, no one's home. And you know what? I actually learned a lot about Mike Tyson and like his history and did like some research on him. Not a great guy.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Very bad guy. And I understand he had the death of a child.
Yeah.
Bad guy, though.
Yeah, they had to really, like, they really tried to advertise it in, like, a way, like, they didn't say the rules, like, which we talked about.
Yeah.
On, like, that Netflix series before the fight. And, like, Mike's like, Jake's a manufactured killer. I'm a cold-born killer.
And I believe that.
And honestly, I believe that. But then after the post-game, like, even, like, or post-fight, even, like, way after, he was like, yeah, I'm just, like, not really, like, in, like, fighting anymore. Like, I got in the ring and I'm not fighting anymore.
Yeah, I'm not in the fight anymore.
I almost died a couple months ago.
And so, I just got into the ring and I didn't want
to
hit him.
He's trying to play the old guy card now.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Because he just needs to pay his
bills. And Jake Paul, you're a loser. And that stupid cologne or whatever that Logan Paul was spraying behind you.
So funny.
I hope you smelled like shit for that. And I know it's probably just water in that aerosol can, but every time he moved his hand, it pissed me off. And Netflix, fix your streaming.
Okay, this is another thing. Mine was perfectly clear. Mine wasn't. No delays.
And I've heard 50-50s. Either people's weren't working or it was perfection.
And on a good one, a fun one.
Oh, shoot. This is a lot of pressure.
A Christmas one, maybe?
You know what? Let's not talk about a Christmas one.
Okay.
Because by the time this comes out, it'll be a little later on. But it was, in fact, just Prima's birthday. So, first of all, happy birthday to her. Insert round of applause.
Thank you very much.
This last take is birthdays are overrated.
Yeah, hot.
But you know why I think we feel that way now, which is really upsetting? I think we're older.
I just feel like, I mean, I had a great birthday this weekend, so I should shut my mouth. I don't know. I just don't like it when, like, there's, like, a lot about you.
About you.
And it's just, like, I'm not really into attention like that. But also, like, I get, like, family who don't, like, I don't speak to you all year. And they'll, like, text me or call me.
Happy birthday.
And I have to, like, pretend to be nice. On my birthday, I have to pretend to be nice. Like, you know what I mean?
I've, like, tried to make, a thing for myself of, like, don't even engage with that. Like, if you text me and I haven't heard from you a year, I don't respond to you. Here's my thing. I don't want an occasion to go out and spend time with people I love. I want to just, like, do it because we all want to spend time together.
Right.
And I don't want my birthday to be the reason we do it.
Fair.
Yeah. And I don't need you to get me a bunch of stuff. Like, is it appreciated? Of course. But just having, like, a day that's solely about me celebrating the fact that I'm 1 year closer to, like, literally dying doesn't seem good to me. But I do love birthday cake. Yeah. Funfetti especially.
Oh, I love funfetti, too.
Yeah, it's one of my faves. Yeah, and it's the birthday cake.
Yeah, for sure.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. I'm kind of sad.
I know.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our last episode of season one of Over the PA. We hope you've enjoyed the festivities.
Yes.
And
on that note, that is it for our sixth episode or last episode of season one of Over the PA. I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll not see you.
Next week. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you soon. We'll see you shortly.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah. This is not goodbye. It's see you later.
Not me shedding a tear. Okay, until next time, guys. Keep the conversation going. Stay loud and stay in the game.
This has been your latest PA announcement.
Ciao for now.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing.